Michael Hamilton is a military man, a Vietnam veteran who comes to Danville's Illiana healthcare system from northern Indiana. He says Danville already has a structure in place to receive the area's latest war veterans, injured or not.
If a person comes in and have been in the battlefield and have had some mental or physical trauma, we can be able to refer them to the appropriate services and to be able to take care of those, particularly who have some post-traumatic stress syndromes that may have been developing or anything like that. We can try to take care of their needs. We have a suicide coordinator who is full-time on the road, to, and our whole staff, we have a number of people who are case managers who will track and follow the needs of these veterans when they come in place. Now, for those who have physical trauma, we will track them through various tests to see if they've had any kind of injuries that we need to follow. Generally, the acute trauma that could be polytrauma, which means many different types of injuries, are received by our Indianapolis hospitals. And then as they leave there, they will go to the secondary facilities, which would be like the Danville's facility here in Illiana.
So are you starting to see some of these patients already?
Yes, yes.
How big of an impact overall do you think this is going to have on the Danville facility? What kind of preparations, you know, what kind of expansion, if needed, will have to be done?
Well, we've already added on a significant number of staff members that the agency has funded. And the different types of programs that's getting in place will be able to take care of the physical and mental needs. There's not going to be any special construction that's going to be going on, but we will be having special services that we will provide to them.
With the new generation of veterans and aging vets from earlier wars, the VA is at a stage where quality of care is being tested. Recent incidents are hurting the VA's image, particularly the discovery that a surgeon who had lost his license may have led to patient deaths at the Marion, Illinois hospital. Mike Hamilton says ensuring decent care starts with keeping Danville's nearly 1,200 employees motivated.
With my experience of being at other facilities, my job would be to enhance the development of the employees. Now, that's just not coming from the senior management team, the executive management team only, but working with our union, the AFGE here, working with our employees, having such things in place so the employees will be empowered, if you will, to report directly to the executive management team here, things that might be going on that's not acceptable and things that we're excited about that we want to report and let everybody share into it. If we have more people who are empowered to do the right thing the first time around, then we won't be going into a situation like we're going that may get out of hand like it did down in at Marion.
Where do you see the Danville facility in the years ahead? Is this a facility that's going to grow? Do you expand services to other groups of veterans? And what about the possibility of waiting lists and having to deal with a large client base that may grow over time?
We do have capacity right now to take care of those veterans who are coming to the Danville facilities for medical and surgical needs. I don't see Danville at all growing into a tertiary level one hospital. But what I do see is that we've been approved for an additional community-based outpatient clinic in the Charleston-Mattoon area. And I do see us expanding into more of central Illinois area to provide access to care for veterans so that they don't have to travel all the way over to Danville. They can go to our to the local community-based outpatient clinic, and I see that growing more than anything.
A Mattoon-Charleston clinic would join outpatient VA facilities in Decatur, Peoria, Springfield, and West Lafayette, Indiana. Michael Hamilton will also oversee two new small houses on the Danville campus that will eventually house 10 aging vets apiece in a less institutional setting. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.